story. Sponsored by Margaret Jackson.
AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life, here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Money 2.0, Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine and Business on the Edge Incorporated. Thank you so much for tuning into the show tonight. Always appreciate your listenership here at KDOW. Always, 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 absolutely. If you want to dial into the show, you can dial 1-800-516-1220. That is 1-800-516-1220 and get your questions and comments on air with me tonight, and of course, relevant to our subject matter. We have a special guest coming on tonight, and before we get to her, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about some loans, some financing, some things I was talking about earlier this week, and I think you might be interested in. But we are going to have Carolyn Robinson on the show tonight. Amazing, amazing expert, certified in addiction training, spent much of her years, 15 years expert training in Department of Corrections, nonprofit organizations, corporate groups, focus groups, and areas of anger management, addictions, personal development, to really have that successful life that you want. We're human, so we, you know, sometimes we're just kind of, for lack of a better term, I don't know if my producer's going to like this term, but sometimes we're just boogered up. So he laughed. So we're going to get to that. So stay tuned for that portion of the show. We're going to get there maybe in segment three and four. I did a training class this week. I enjoy training. I enjoy teaching. I like it. And I'm kind of one of those that's interactive. I want to interact with the group that I'm talking to. I want feedback. I want to pick their brain. I want to know their names. I want to know their businesses that they're in, what they're doing. I'm the glorified cheerleader for small businesses, women in business. Young people have opportunities. We need to give them more opportunities. They're not getting them like they should. And if you're out there and you're a decision maker, make sure that you're taking advantage of internship programs that allow students to have an opportunity. And even those that are out of college, their first couple of years, it's kind of tough for them to kind of get their feet wet and get into their career fields. And so kind of think broader on how you can participate in giving them opportunities in their particular program degree areas. And even if they've graduated, that first couple of years count as well. So I did a training class. We're here in Silicon Valley. For those of you that are not in Silicon Valley, this is where we're broadcasting from, and we love it. We love it. And we are the Ichi of technology. I kind of like to, you know, I rub that in the rest of the world's face, and I just have no shame about that. It is the truth. And I know we have other parts of the world and country that wants to be, who's going to be the next Silicon Valley? Who's going to be the big brother, big sister of Silicon Valley? We'll wait to see about that. So we're here in Silicon Valley. I'm in the heart of Silicon Valley. I'm right here, boots on the ground, City Hall in Hayward, California, which is in Silicon Valley, part of also one of the Bay Area counties. And we talked about, the training was on small business financing, particularly kind of talking about, when you say financing, it's such a broad term. And we really focused on how to really prepare a small business for a loan. How do you get a loan? How do you, whether you're in business or just starting a business, what does that look like? And you have to ask yourself questions. So I asked a series of questions, a lot of questions at the beginning. And some of those questions were, how many clients do you need per month in order to take care of your monthly expenses needs so that you can pay that loan back. How do you, what do you need? Not your the personal needs, the overhead, all of the things that it takes. So maybe you're getting that loan to for operations. How much do you need to sell? And I've done these kind of quick assessments with my clients over the years to kind of determine whether or not they're even in the ballpark of what they're selling and what they're paying their employees and, you know, what they're maybe if they're manufacturing anything or if it's a service, whether or not they're charging enough to even make ends meet. So you got to ask those questions. What do you want? And the banks are going to say, what do you want to use this money for? And you have to ask your question, ask yourself tough questions. What about your patience? Are you patient with time that it's going to take for you to grow into? I know you think you're going to get the money and you're going to increase your sales like super fast. Most times not. You're new. You have to really think in realistic terms, tough terms. And so I had maybe about, I don't know, 15 questions before I could really get into the content of what I was talking about. Have you done a SWOT analysis? I'm asking you, have you done a strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats? You're looking at hard questions in order to ensure when you're ready, you have your business plan, you're doing all the things that you need to get along. What you don't want are that you already have some high dollar amount on your credit cards and you haven't done a business plan. You haven't really put those things in place. And so I'm not going to rehash the whole workshop that I did, but I want to get into some of the statistics of loans. If you're in a position, you're a small business, 1 to 499 employees, I want to share some of the statistics, some of the opportunities that may come behind getting a loan. And then failure rates are statistics that come behind getting loans. Specifically, I'm going to talk about SBA lending for just a few minutes before we get to our guest, but just kind of get you to think about some of the things that you might not be thinking about. So this is actually some of this data I'm pulling from fitsmallbusiness.com. So if you want to check that out, you can. Or if you want to email me with some of the information that I'm giving you tonight, email me at onthe edge@businessontheedge.biz. And I'd love to get information to you. Or maybe you have questions on, I'm a new business and no one's giving me a loan. And now, if you're a brand new business and you have nothing to show for anything, it's tougher. It doesn't mean that you can't get money. My question, one of my favorite questions, one of the questions I love to ask is, what kind of money do you want? There's different types of money. What kind of money do you want? And what do you want to, how much do you want to pay to get it? It was as if I had money to pay to get money, I wouldn't need money. Just that's the reality. How much money do you want? What do you want to pay to get that money? What kind of interest rate? And so this particular article and information was published in May 2019. By Trisha, and I don't know if I'm going to pronounce her name right. She doesn't know that I'm doing this on air, but Tetrault. I hope I'm saying that right. I'm not just totally butchering it up. So loans provided over $30 billion to small businesses throughout the United States, supporting nearly 600,000 jobs. So this is what's going on with SBA lending. And SBA loans are really good loans to get if you can get them. And if you do not qualify for a conventional loan, then SBA lending might be the way for you to go. So keep that in mind. So just here's a few statistics, information that you might want to know. What that you might want to know, like who are the best lenders, best SBA lenders in the United States. And the number one lender, and I thought Wells Fargo would be number one, Wells Fargo Bank, but they're not. Live Oak Bank, I'm not familiar, you know, with that bank, but Live Oak Bank, and they, in 2018, approved 858 SBA loans, 1.2 $1.268 million in, a little bit more than that, but excuse me, not 1.2, $1.2 billion. Let's get our numbers right. Make it. Okay, so Wells Fargo, though, is number two. So Wells Fargo, now what's interesting, Wells Fargo approved 3,898 loans, a lot more than Live Oak Bank, but obviously those 858 loans were definitely higher dollar loans to some degree, but $1.1 billion Wells Fargo. So one of the things that you want to think about when you're getting loans and you're looking at SBA loans and you're looking at interest rates from anywhere from 6.5% to 9.4%. And of course, think about your credit score, because that's going to weigh in and that's going to determine some of that interest rate on there. So keep that in mind. And these loans ranged anywhere from $75,000 to $1.5 million. And SBA will lend up to $5.5 million. So anywhere from microloans to $5.5 million. So there's a lot of room in there for you to kind of think about, you know, what you need, and make sure that when you're getting loans, just get what you need. Don't think, well, I want to get what I need, and I want to get what I need, and then some. No, the then some, you still have to pay the then some back as well. Get what you need. Get the money working for you as fast as you can. As fast as you can, making sure that you can get that return on the investment quickly, so you can begin paying it back, because they're going to want you to start paying it back that next month. It's just, and you don't really want to use the loan to pay your loan back, right? And you might think, well, we can use it the first few months to help pay it back. No, have a plan going into, make sure in your business plan that you have a startup time frame for you to ramp up, so that way you can be sure that you are able to make those early payments without using the loans in that process, the loan money in that process to pay back the loan. You don't want to do that. And there's some state-by-state statistics, which I think is interesting in here. But before we go to a commercial break, I always kind of like to look at, and he wants me to go to a commercial break. My. We're going to go to a commercial break, and I want to talk a little bit about the percentage of women in SBA loans, and then some of the demographics and those that, you know, some of the challenges we see just because of who you are. AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Ting-a-ling, soon it will be Christmas Day.
Welcome back to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. I love the holiday season. Christmas holiday season is one of my favorite, is my favorite time of year. I'm kind of like a Hallmark. If there was a picture of me, the Hallmark would be mine, the Hallmark Christmas poster child, right? I enjoy Christmas. Thank you for that. I appreciate the holiday cheer there. So we're talking a little bit about SBA loans, I'm just kind of tossing out some thoughts and ideas. If you want to get a loan and you're going into the new year, that's, we kind of feel like, I don't know what happens at 11:59 on December 31st, in that 60 seconds when we strike 12 midnight and turn over to January 1st of that following year, all of a sudden it's like this whole new kind of thing going on, that it's a new year and I can do so much, and I'm going to do all this year, yes, and I'm going to get a big fat loan, and where are my businesses going to go? Totally global. So I'm not sure. But at 11:59, that's not the case until you strike midnight. It's crazy. It's crazy. I love it. So what you want to think about your finances, you want to think about the whole structure around handling the resources and the money that you want to bring into your company. And there's some, and to be honest, and banks still are responsible for most of the loans, small business loans, about 48%. But you really want to be ready. And I know sometimes you think you're ready, but you might not be ready. And that's why you need resources like SCORE, like SBDCs, and these organizations that are there for you that the government provides to help you kind of make those decisions. And if you're stressed out and you need a loan, then that's probably really a bad time for you to negotiate a loan and try to get loans because you're stressed out. You're not going to make the best decisions. You're going to make rash decisions based on, I'm just trying to save my company. Connect with a local provider of small business resources, like a small business development center, a SCORE. If you want women in business, then one of the WBCs, and get the support that you need. And don't be embarrassed to talk about your finances. They're under a non-disclosure agreement, so you can tell it all, and they have to comply with their NDAs. You're not going to share your information. They're trying to help you. And I'm very good at it, too. Excellent at it, as a matter of fact. So your chances are affected by different things. Your chances are affected by whether or not the bank lends in your industry. Your industry can impact and affect your loan chances. For example, restaurants, retail outlets will have about a 20% chance of attaining an SBA 7(a) loan. Okay, so that matters. And I hate to say it, but it's true. And you can take this however you want to take it, but the statistics are showing us. What about women? Women get about 28% of all SBA loans. They account for only 28% of loans. Why? Women, that's just, you know, we're still seeing those challenges in our country. We have to talk about what we're not willing to talk about. And so that's important to understand. Although we have a lot more women starting businesses and all of that as well, but you have to be realistic on some of the things that are challenges out there still. We've got ethnicity. Whites account for 49% of all loans, with 23% Asian, 17% undetermined. And that's probably they're just not responding to, you know, those questions that might be on that survey. 7% Hispanic, 3% Black, and 1% American Indian. So, like women, minorities are more likely to start a business without financing from a bank. Why? There's challenges. And so you want to keep those things in mind, and you want to find the right bank. Shopping for a bank is as important as shopping for your house, shopping for a car. It is important for you to shop before you land somewhere, so you're with an organization and a bank that can really get behind what you're trying to do, and you're in a great position to be able to do it. We're going to go to a commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to our guest, AM 1220 KDOW Business and Net with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Santa, tell me if you're really there. Don't make me fall in love.
Nice. Welcome back, Money 2.0, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. I'm like, who's that? Ariana Grande. Nice. I'm going to give you a few more statistics, and we're going to tie this up, and I want to get to our guest tonight. In our last segment, I mentioned that 28% of SBA loans goes to women, a whopping 28%. And if you did the math, you know that 72% goes to our males. 72% of SBA 7(a) loan approvals go to males. Now, 45% of those approved loans are around $350,000 to $2 million. And again, if you want this information and get to these websites, please email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. I'm going back between Finn Impact and SBA Lending websites, and glad to give you that information so you can kind of do your homework. So you're ready. You have to do your homework. You have to prepare. You don't want to fly by the seat of your pants. It just does not work that way. 48%, here's what's interesting. 48% of total loan approvals go to businesses that are more than 2 years old. 48%. So those of you that are younger companies, there's something here for you. 12% goes towards those that are less than 2 years. And there's reasons for that. And this is what I shared in the class earlier this week. Just because you have not been in business for 2 years does not mean that you can't get money. Is it a little bit more difficult and challenging? And there's some pros and cons to that. So if you're a business, you've been in business for a while and you're going to get a loan and they look at your last 2 or 3 years and you've got a $50 loss on one of your when they're looking at your taxes, they're going to ask you about that $50. Don't have any negatives. Try to make sure that you in your year with a positive. And so sometimes you get get these incentives for small businesses so you don't have to pay the taxes on that $300 you don't want to pay. Pay the $300 because sometimes those incentives will put you at a negative at the end of the year. And so you have to weigh those things out to make sure that you are ready. So if you're looking at, and you should be preparing for a loan before you need a loan. So if you don't need a loan right now, start preparing for it and making sure that your books and your taxes and all of that makes sense in regards to how a bank's going to look at them. 17% of loans go to startup companies and 23% to businesses undergoing a change of ownership. So there's some hope. But you want to prepare. And you want to think about what you're not thinking about. You want to ask yourself questions that you don't want to ask yourself. Those are going to be the most important questions. And if you want to know some of the questions that I asked in class, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. And I'll toss those over to you ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. I got an email one time that says, can you say that a little slower on air? You're going too fast. So that email just popped into my head. Anyway, that's kind of it, kind of my soapbox on looking at lending and going into the new year. Get ready. So we have a wonderful guest coming on tonight. I've had the opportunity to be in Carolyn's seminars and just kind of learning the things that she does. Absolutely fantastic. Carolyn Robinson is a certified addiction trainer, 15 years expert trainer to places like Department of Corrections, nonprofit organizations of all sizes, corporate groups, focusing on things like anger management. We know we have an issue in our corporate community. We've got shootings and all kinds of things, acts of violence happening in the workplace that should not happen, on our school campuses that should not happen. She also helps with personal development and some of the things that just kind of puts you in the position of being the type of person and professional that you want to be. And so that's important. So we're going to talk to Carolyn for a little bit, and we're going to go to a commercial break, and we're going to let her share about her upcoming event. So we've got about 2 minutes before we go to break. Carolyn, thank you for coming on the show tonight.
Thank you, Margaret.
Carolyn, you have spent a lot of hours training. And I'm going to start out with a tough question, and we might not get through the whole thing until we come back from break, but we can start here. We have a lot of violence going on in the workplace. We've got acts of violence. We've got people. You can't pick up the newspaper or pick up the newspaper. You can't go on the web and look at the newspaper and news without seeing someone has had a meltdown and they've shut up their workplace. What is your first step into, can we be proactive and bring someone like you in and start somewhere? You've got about 1 minute to kind of start this response, and then we'll come back and pick it up after the break.
The first place we start, Margaret, is effective communication. You have a group of people who don't know how to communicate their feelings. And so by teaching people how to be assertive and feel safe expressing themselves is the first step. A lot of these individuals grew up in households where anger was not allowed, or that's what they saw in their households. They saw violence. And so that's the belief. That's how they feel like they need to handle the situation. And so it goes back to communication and education and helping them realize we're here to help you instead of criticize.
Right. That's fantastic. We're gonna go to commercial break. Hold that thought. When we come back, we're going to pick it up with Carolyn Robinson in the Small Business Concierge segment of the show, AM 1220 KDOW Business and Edge, with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, small business concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, women in business centerfold, small business science lab, bridging the gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. We're back. So I want to talk to you about what's going on with the magazine. We're going to up with Carolyn in just a second.
We are
our magazine. We launched it. You've heard me talk about our most recent issue is out. I'm excited. I got an email from issue.com earlier this week and just kind of congratulating us on how the magazine is doing on their platform. They've got 50 million publications. We're trending. Our readership is up over 1,300%, which is amazing and fantastic. We're all globally, all over the United States, the world, India, Philippines, Africa, Italy. And so we're excited about really getting this magazine to move and to be a great benefit for our small businesses and giving those small businesses that are what I call motivated small businesses the opportunity to showcase themselves as thought leaders that you may otherwise bypass. And believe me, you've got some amazing people out there. So we'll share a little bit more about that at the end of the show. But I want to get back to Carolyn. Carolyn started out with just sharing with us on what's going on with someone who's angry in the workplace, and you were sharing that they could be in different situations in terms of how they grew up and everything. So with a corporation, can you share with us how a corporate community can be proactive?
It goes back to communication, but you have to create an environment of safety. People need to feel like they're safe. If they don't feel like the manager is going to hear what they have to say, they don't feel safe. And so you create an environment where people feel safe to go in and talk about what's really going on with them and be heard. I know when I first started it, I worked at HP for 18 years. They used to call it open door policy, where we could walk into our management team and sit down and talk about whatever it was we were going through, or suggestions or whatever, and we felt free that they weren't going to put us down, they weren't going to hold us captive to something that we thought or said or anything like that. And so it goes back to the employees need to feel like they are in a company, they're in an environment where they are safe to be themselves, to share what's really going on, and not have their boss or whoever share it with other people. So it goes back to safety. They need to feel safe. And I think if I was out there, the first thing I would do is I would do a survey. Survey the people. Find out how they feel about the company that they're working for. What are some of the issues that they feel like they have? Is management open to hear? Is human resource there to help them assess, help, or get the things that they need done? And we would go from there. Okay, what can they do? I was in a similar situation in the workplace a while back and I work in corrections. I had this one student who had been an awesome student. And all of a sudden, she's angry. She's disrespectful to me. She's disrespectful to the other people in the class. And so what I did was at break, I called her off by herself and I asked her, I'm like, you know what? I'm not sure what's really going on, but you're not yourself. What's really going on? And she totally opened up.
Wow.
And so my question to her was, what can I do to help you?
Wow.
And she says, you really can't do anything to help me. And I said, okay. Two or 3 weeks ago, you were doing great. What changed?
Right.
And she says, I was reading my Bible. I was seeing the chaplain. And there was, I was getting up exercising, and I stopped. I said, so my suggestion is go back to what was working for you. Sometimes
right.
all people need is somebody, they just want to be heard.
Right. Wow. So, and I just want to say to the audience, Carolyn is the co-founder of Empowering You Now, the key to unlock your potential with her husband, 40 years working together as a couple just in these workshops and trainings, just absolutely fantastic. Now, you have a workshop coming up called Overcoming Obstacles on January 11th, a great place for you all to connect. And that's from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And that's going to be in San Jose. So this is a great opportunity for you to get connected to just going through one of these workshops. And it doesn't mean that there's something wrong. Like, you know, sometimes we get kind of, you know, this thing with therapy and all. No, you're just kind of getting the things to help you navigate and the tools that's needed. And Carolyn is a fantastic trainer. And you've dealt with a lot of men because of working in with the correctional institutions and everything. So can they go out to your website and sign up? Is there a place on your...
Yes.
Okay, so empoweringyounow.com, and
yes.
they can sign up for the workshop there. Is that under services or?
It'll be under workshops.
Under workshops.
So go down and click on the workshop. It'll bring them up, and they can sign in and purchase their ticket.
Okay.
And seating is limited.
Okay, yes. Seating is limited, and you don't want to miss this opportunity. And I can see this workshop on your, so it's $45. So what's holding you back is that's January 11th?
Yes.
What's holding you back? Tickets start at $45, and it's connected to Eventbrite. So definitely get connected. We're going to go to a commercial break here in a second, but what's holding you back, overcoming your obstacles, is a great opportunity to kind of just start the new year right. Carolyn, we'll be right back. Stay with us just for help us wrap up that last segment. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Just slip a sable under the tree.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Money 2.0 Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. If you're just tuning in, we've been talking to Carolyn Robinson, founder, co-founder, and CEO of, I want to make sure I'm not, Empowering You Now with her husband. And you're doing on January 11th, What's Holding You Back? And you've done a lot of work with men. And men have this kind of macho, you know, I don't need a workshop. I don't need anger management. I don't need, what do you say to that guy that just feels like, I don't really need this?
Maybe it's not for you. It's information that you might be able to help a coworker. You might be able to help a friend. You might be able to help whoever. Knowledge, applied knowledge is powerful for anybody. And so if I can help somebody else eliminate some barriers in their lives, then I feel like the workshop was beneficial for me as well.
What if they're the angry one? What if they actually need it? Because, you know, oftentimes when we try to get resources not that it doesn't happen with women. But statistically, if we took statistics, men tend to be a little bit less proactive in going to, I don't need anger management because I'm not angry. Well, or, you know, I'm not holding back. And, you know, so how do you get that person to calm down and say, you know what, this really is just information that you might find helpful?
You know what, I've worked in corrections, and this is my motto. In talking to the men, if this behavior is causing you negative consequences, whatever they are, if it's causing you stress at home or causing other family members stress at home, then maybe you need to check it out and see if it can benefit you. If it's going to make your life easier, better, why not check it out? See if it'll work for you. Because the whole bottom line is to make your life and those around you a better place to work and live in.
Right, right. And your husband does these workshops with you, so you're not just doing them. He's actually right there with you working.
Yes.
You guys are working together, so that's important as well. Remember, go out and register. The event is January 11th. What's Holding You Back? Tickets starts at $45. They do change after the 16th, so it goes up a little bit to $55. And the venue holds about 35 people because it's intimate, so the work can be done that needs to be done. So make sure you get out there. And if you have a group, then you can do groups for those businesses that want to bring a group of 10. So that's $550 a group. So you can pull all the and again, that's $450 early bird. So you want to make sure you get that done. So for those that want to register and sign up, $450 for a group of 10, and then that'll change though on the 16th. So make sure you get connected. Great resources. And if you want to bring Carolyn and her husband in on a workshop in your corporation or whatever's going on, you can certainly get connected with them at empoweringyounow.com, or you can email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. I've seen some amazing workshops with Carolyn, have had an opportunity to sit in and work with her as well. So let's get out of here. It looks like we're getting out of our show. Carolyn, thank you so much for tuning in and being on the show tonight and just sharing a little bit. We appreciate you. We're going to have you back on in the new year. So thank you for tuning in. AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge.